This is The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Another update on class warfare in Canada, which is what our Prime Minister seems to be starting. And when he was asked yesterday again about the planned capital gains tax, and, you know, did you really intend that doctors would get caught up in this? Hardworking people who are not wealthy family physicians, they're doing okay, but less okay, it seems, by the year, and it's hard enough to recruit them. What about that? We're asking the most successful in this country to do a little bit more. The wealthiest to pay a little bit more. I don't know. If I were a potential doctor, I'd be thinking about another field or another country to practice in. Canadian Medical Association President Dr. Kathleen Ross joins us. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So how serious an issue is this for family physicians, especially, that their capital gains will result once in their lifetime because they incorporated themselves, they were told to do that, they could put a little money away for the retirement? Is this how most doctors, as far as you know, function?
So we estimate that two-thirds of physicians in Canada are actually incorporated in this model. And as you said, we were encouraged to set up these legitimate business practices and savings methods in order for us to put away money for our retirement in lieu of fee increases across the country. And it was really disappointing yesterday to hear the Prime Minister mix up the personal capital gains exemption with the exemption that applies to personal professional corporations, because we don't have access to that capital gains exemption. Any dollars that we take out of money we've saved inside of our corporations for retirement actually is put into that 66% inclusion rate at the first dollar. There isn't an exception. So we're looking at this thinking, why would you want to come and set up practice in Canada? It's a struggling profession, family medicine in particular. We provide that infrastructure, work hard to support the health of Canadians, and not be able to save for your retirement.
You're easy fodder, though, right? Challenge. Because you guys are rich. That's the impression people have of family physicians already. So it plays into that stereotype. But stereotype or not, the reality is that we don't have enough family doctors in this country. And then you have to ask the question, will this help that situation? Clearly, to me, doctor, it doesn't. It makes it worse.
No, and we're really, really concerned about our ability to recruit and retain physicians at this time when our healthcare system and those of us working within it are already under considerable strain.
He seems like he's very dug in on this. Is there a compromise that maybe could be worked out, a one-lifetime exemption for this so that people like small businesses, including doctors who are retiring, get to keep more of their money? Because otherwise you just become one more person who's dependent on our social systems. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But or he could grandfather in the amount of money you've already put away because that's how you were asked to do it, because they wouldn't let you have higher fees. Do you think there's a compromise here?
So I think what has to happen is a conversation between the Canadian Medical Association and Minister Freeland to actually hammer out these options. The implication that physicians are somehow hiding money inside of these structures is really offensive. You know, these are dollars we do pay tax on. We pay tax when we take them out. But unfortunately, the change in the capital gains exemption is going to directly hit the retirement savings of Canadian doctors and act as a disincentive for new physicians to want to stay in practice. And for those established physicians to actually continue to work, it's really disincentivizing us.
Yeah, I bet there will be many physicians looking at tempting offers to move south of the border, where it's a very different kind of system. But I lived there, doctor, for 6 years, and I can tell you, we did the math. If you think that you're getting free health care because, you know, it's all included in your taxes, even if you look, once you look at the difference in American tax rates versus Canadians, you can more than pay for that health care with a private plan. I'm not saying that's how we should go in Canada, but the reality is I had a private plan. It cost me less than the money I'm saving in taxes living there. And the system is better, easier, and more lucrative for doctors. That's going to be very tempting for Canadians.
So I think we have to understand we're in a global market. The use of professional corporations inside Canada was a means of efficiently operating our medical practices and delivering those services we need. But unfortunately, we were encouraged to save there as a savings vehicle for our retirement, and now we really are being subjected to a retroactive taxation of funds we've put aside for our retirement. And I think that's worrisome to start with, but the impact that it has on those of us in practice and our motivation to continue to work in Canada and their ability to recruit, particularly to recruit those frontline physicians, family physicians, pediatricians, internal medicine, psychiatry, those important professions that we are so desperately short of now. This is a real tragedy, actually.
Retroactive taxation. Good way to put it. So before I let you go, any plans now to fight back? Any plans about, I don't know, what you do, withdrawals of services, or do you have an action plan yet, or is this too early?
I think the first step is to have a reasonable conversation with Minister Freeland and ensure that, is this what they're actually intending to do? Was this what they were looking to capture? Certainly, as a family physician working for more than 30 years in Canada, I am not one of the ultra wealthy that they seem to be implying or they're trying to capture with this. So let's have a conversation about medical professional corporations and see where that goes.
And even if doctors were among the ultra wealthy, why would we have a problem with that? The exceptional intelligence, talent that it takes, the hard work to become a medical doctor, we should encourage that. I, Dr. Ross, if you drive a nicer car than me, good for you, I would say. But, you know, there's a certain resentment built into the Canadian culture now, I think, about people we perceive as wealthy, that you're allowed to succeed in this country, but not too much. And now we're throwing doctors in on that. And I think it's so cynical and so misplaced and so damaging to a healthcare system that's already crumbling around us. It makes no sense to me. Good luck with your battle. I hope that the Prime Minister is just being defensive and maybe they didn't intend for this and they'll be open-minded about it. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be here. Bye.
Dr. Kathleen Ross, Canadian Medical Association President. Not ultra-rich. According to the Prime Minister, we just don't think it's right that a student or an electrician or a teacher be paying taxes on 100% of their income, while others have the opportunities to use accountants and pay taxes on only 50% of that income. These stinking rich doctors with their corporations, which, by the way, because we were too cheap to give them a raise, we asked them to set up, and now we're taking that back from them. Can you imagine if all of your tax planning for your retirement and the rules suddenly change now, and you put all that effort and hard work into it, and now, in the middle of the game, the rules change. Would you be happy about that? No, I don't think you would be. All right, coming up next, Dr. Barry Dworkin, one of the stinking rich doctors, about glucose monitors. You may be using one, but is that a good idea? Coming up.